Will you all please stand while we sing the national anthem? Pleased to have you all here for the 106th annual meeting. Our temple constitution requires the president to report to the congregation at each annual meeting on their temple activities during the year. I am happy to be able to report to you that the past year has been a very good one. The Sunday morning services have been well attended. On those occasions when Rabbi Silver was not available to deliver the sermon, nationally outstanding men have filled our pulpit, including Governor McKeldin, Dr. Jacob Marcus, Dr. Robert Hutchins, and many other nationally known men. Our music committee and Mr. Willard have provided us with an outstanding choir and occasional guest musician to enrich the religious services. Traditional Friday evening vesper services and the Sabbath morning services have attracted full congregations. Many church groups have asked for invitations to our services and for a tour throughout the building. Mr. Charles Kramer and the Temple Usher Corps deserve our thanks for the dignity and the courtesy they have shown to us and our visitors at the religious services. The Temple Library has added many books during the year. It continues to serve not only our members, but also students and professors from neighboring universities. Miss Marion Lightkind, our Temple Librarian, has built in our temple one of the important specialized libraries of Ohio. The Temple Museum has also served many people in addition to our own members. It is gradually winning a nationwide reputation for its display of beautiful religious art objects. During the year, many rare items have been donated to our collection. The members of the Museum Committee, under the co-chairmanship of Mr. and Mrs. Robert Selden and Mr. and Mrs. Eugene Friedheim, have been very helpful in this important temple activity. The Temple Religious School has been guided during the year by the High School Committee under the co-chairmanship of Mrs. William Slavin and Mrs. Sidney Anglinger, along with the Religious School Committee under the co-chairmanship of Mrs. Edward Friedman and Mrs. Malcolm Zucker. Rabbi Earl Stone and Mrs. George Eisenberg have done an excellent job with their faculty of 64 teachers and more than 1,200 students. During the past week, 89 of our young people were confirmed. 41 were graduated from the high school and 5 from the special Hebrew department. No activity of our temple is more important than religious education, and all of us should appreciate the outstanding work being done by our temple in this field. The affiliated organizations have enriched our temple life during the year. I should like to express our thanks to the devoted officers and boards of the Temple Women's Association, the Men's Club, the Mr. and Mrs. Club, and the Alumni Association. They have given inspiration and fine leadership to the temple. Our young men and women in the armed forces are sent the temple bulletin, and they received holiday gifts from the Women's Association. Under the chairmanship of Max Veldman, contributions to the Union of American Hebrew Congregation, the temple and its members reached a new high. Our own financial matters, we have had the valuable judgment of an active finance committee. Our very capable Vice President, Neil Newmark, served as chairman of this important committee. This morning, 11 members of our Board of Trustees finished their terms of office. I extend to them our deep appreciation for their service, and I know that their interest in temple affairs will continue. Our total membership during the year is now almost 2,500, of whom more than 100 joined this year. And during the year, we lost 101 members because of moving from the city, resignation, or death. At this time, I'd like you to rise and pay tribute to the memories of those who have passed away during the past year. Ignatz Ascherman, Marcel Deutsch, Jack Rorkin, Isaac Evans, Alex Fodor, Leo Friedman, Eugene Geismer, Hugo Gellner, Morris Glick, Moses Haber, Jacob Heller, Paul Israel, George Janowitz, Henry Kaber, Jacob Klein, George Kramer, Lazarus Klusner, Sam Meister, Dr. Michael Mitchell, Nathan Rich, Mike Rosenberg, Samuel Rosenthal, Henry Roth, Jack Snyder, Kurt Simons, Samuel Stecker, Dr. Alvin Stone, Dr. Bert Treister, Archie A. Wise, Marion Cohn, Selma Cohn, Leah Curtis, Annie Einstein, Lucia Firestone, Esther Glick, Dorothy Goldberg, Goldie Goldman, Beatrice Goodman, Anna Goodstein, Rosa Horowitz, Gertrude Kahn, Marie Kahn, Mary Klausner, Fanny Morse, Bessie Rich, Pauline Schulhoff, Fanny Stern, and Rose T. Strauss. During during the year, Rabbi Silver and Rabbi Stone have had, as all of us appreciate, a very demanding schedule in guiding our large temple family. In addition, Rabbi Silver has had an active part in many important national and international events. The government of Israel has asked him to become chairman of the Israel Bond Board of Governors. The Jewish community of Chicago pledged $1 million to establish an Abba Hillel Silver wing at the National Library at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. Rabbi Silver spoke at the World Brotherhood meeting in Brussels. In Israel, an agricultural training village was named Far Silver in our rabbi's honor. And in Washington, Rabbi Silver was selected as a dedication speaker for the new B'nai B'rith building. President Eisenhower sent a message for Rabbi Silver to deliver from the United States to the President of Israel. And upon Rabbi Silver's return from Israel, he was invited to meet with the President and Secretary of State Dulles to help plan a peaceful settlement in the Middle East. It has indeed been a full year for our rabbi, as well as for our temple. The congregation should be happy with what our temple has done in the past year for its members and families. We can also be proud of what our temple and our rabbi have contributed to our community, our country, and to Israel. I should like to close my report by thanking the congregation on behalf of the officers and the trustees. It was your innocent support which made possible such a successful and fruitful temple year. Thank you. We'll now proceed with the business. We'll have the reading of the minutes. Do I have a second? Any comments? If not, call the question. All in favor say aye. Contrary, the same sign. It's been carried. Now, there isn't any business on the books for old business, so I believe we'll proceed with the new business. And at this time, I'm going to ask Mr. Newmark, who will give a financial report and also a park report and the building report. Mr. Newmark.
Rabbi Silver, Rabbi Stone, President Lunch, members of the congregation. Someday somebody's going to fool us here and make us read last year's annual minutes. But so far we're doing all right. As you know, it is customary and, in fact, obligatory that some financial report be given to the members of an organization. Don't be frightened, however. I have no intention of reading you a long set of figures. We have an independent audit made every year, as you know, and that's available in the office for any member of the congregation who wants to see the detailed figures. I will, however, summarize a few things for you, and be very glad to answer any questions if any should arise. You know, of course, that there is a business side to an organization, even such as the temple. Monies have to be collected, monies have to be spent, and budgets have to be prepared, and wherever possible, they have to be kept within the bounds of the budget. I'm very happy to tell the members of the congregation that we have been able to live within our budget this year, as we have for a number of years in the past. Our annual budget is approximately $200,000, slightly over, and in spite of the fact that our dues are perhaps the lowest in the city of any Reformed congregation, because of careful watching of our monies and also partly because of the very large membership that we have been able to keep the dues low and at the same time stay within our budget limitations. Mr. Luntz has asked me to report to you briefly on the status of the Abahill Silver Park, and I'm very glad to do so. You will recall that a few hundred devoted members of the temple subscribed more than half of the necessary funds for this park, over $400,000, and more than 95%, about 90% of that money has already been paid in to the temple and is available for the purpose. In addition, and to make up the necessary funds, there was an assessment placed, as you recall, on the membership who had not subscribed to the park on voluntary subscription of $50 a year for 4 years, be payable quarterly. Approximately half of that money has been paid in, and it'll take about 2 years more before that particular assessment has been completed. At that time, the park will be completely free of debt and will be dedicated under those circumstances. As many of you are perhaps already aware, we have in contemplation at this time an addition to the temple's facilities in the form of an additional building which will house 8 or 10 additional classrooms and an auditorium which is quite badly needed. Already a number of generous members of the temple have subscribed a very considerable amount of money towards this new facility, and it is hoped and believed that the money can all be definitely raised by voluntary subscriptions from those interested. Norman Clymans, who is a chairman of a committee to investigate the matter, has informed me that the production line among the Mr. and Mrs. group is very active. There are already four times as many one-year-olds as there are four-year-olds. We have an increasingly number of children getting into the Sunday schools, and the net result is that we very definitely and badly need additional facilities, which will be provided for when the new addition has been built. I believe that, in brief, gives you the financial picture, as I say. The complete financial story is on file with the independent audit. I'm sure some of you members should be interested in seeing it, and it is always available for you. I'd like at this time, if I may, because this is the only opportunity that I'll have, to express my appreciation to Leo Bamberger and to Ann Farben, his assistant, for the very conscientious work during the year, particularly on some of the exacting things that we ask of them. I think two mentions should be made of our secretary, Abe Kane, who's taken a very active interest in the financial aspects of the temple, and Bert Krongold, who has taken hold of the collection end of the temple. You may be surprised to know that there are very few members who occasionally get behind in their dues, and of course, sometimes we have to jack them up a little bit and suggest that monies are needed to run this institution. Lastly, I do want to express my appreciation for the wonderful help that at all times I receive from the president of the congregation, Abe Luntz. This congregation owes a great debt of gratitude to him for his unflagging interest, both financially and, much is even more important, the time and effort that he gives to making this work as properly and as well as it does, and to continue to have our temple the great temple that it is, and with Rabbi Silver and Rabbi Stone making this the outstanding institution, we believe, in the whole world of Reformed Judaism. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Mr. Newmark. At this time, I'm going to ask Eli Goldston come up here and read the Constitutional Amendment report. Mr. Goldstein, will you please come up?
Mr. President, I believe all the members of the congregation have received, as required by the Constitution, advance notice of the proposed amendment. What the proposed amendment does is add to our present staff of officers, which now are a president, a vice president, and a treasurer, an additional vice president, and an associate treasurer. From the reports of Mr. Luntz and Mr. Newmark, you can easily sense what a very large and very dynamic organization we have. Up to this point, we have continued, at least in name, with only the three original officers. In fact, the burdens have gone beyond that number, and a number of people have helped share those burdens. It is the conclusion of the Board of Trustees that it would be advisable at this time to increase our officer staff from 3 to 5 in order to meet the needs of our large and active congregation. The formal language of the proposed change is as follows. At its first meeting after the annual meeting, the Board of Trustees shall elect from their number a president, not to exceed 2 vice presidents, which is substitution for the former language of a vice president, a treasurer, and an associate treasurer, which is an addition, to serve for a term of 1 year and until their respective successors are duly elected and qualified. Mr. President, I move the proposed amendment along with such other formal changes in the Constitution as are necessary to have the remainder of the Constitution conform to these changes.
Thank you. Do I have a second? Any comments? Ready for the question? All in favor of the motion, signify by saying aye. Contrary, the same sign. We have at this time a report of the nominating committee. You know, I always count on my good vice president, Leo Newmark, to do a major portion of the work. He's called upon again.
Mr. President, in accordance with the provisions of the Constitution and bylaws, 11 members are to be elected to the Board of Trustees of the Temple for a term of 3 years. After careful consideration and meetings, your nominating committee submits for your approval the following nominees to fill these offices: Louis Belanzo, Edward Bloomberg, Edward D. Friedman, Sam M. Friedman, Merrill Groves, Julie Kravitz, A. M. Luntz, L. W. Newmark, Jerry Newman, Sam E. Schumann, and Robert Sheldon. To represent the Temple Women's Association on the Temple Board of Trustees for a term of 1 year, the following 6 nominees have been recommended by the Temple Women's Association: Mrs. W.B. Cohn, Mrs. Harry Cohn, Mrs. Albert Goodman, Mrs. Isidore Horvitz, Mrs. Lambert Oppenheim, Mrs. Merrill Sand. To represent the Temple Men's Club on the Board of Trustees for a term of 1 year, the following 3 nominees have been recommended by the Temple's Men's Club: Dr. Joseph R. Gould, A. Bell Nebel, Lawrence Lurie. To represent the Temple on the Board of Governors of the United Jewish Cemetery for a term of 2 years, the following 2 nominees have been recommended: Bertram J. Kongold, Sidney N. Weitz. Respectively submitted, Alan Geismer, J.B. Cohn, Herman Morse, Jerry Newman, Ernest Siegler, Sidney N. Weitz, and myself as chairman. I move, Mr. President, that these nominees be accepted by the congregation.
Mr. President,
Thank you, Mr. Morse. Are there any nominations from the floor? We'll then proceed.
Mr. President, I move that the secretary be asked to cast a unanimous ballot for the nominees who have been for the names who have been nominated.
Do I have a second on that? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Contrary to the same, been carried. There's a special resolution report by Sidney Weitz, past president of the Temple.
Mr. Chairman, fellow members, before I present this resolution, I'd like to make a brief statement. You know, most of us are prone to assume that when a condition exists, and particularly if it's a favorable one, that it's going to continue to exist. We do nothing at all about planning for possible changes or emergencies. You heard this morning a report from the president. You also heard a report from the vice president. And throughout those two reports, there was emphasis placed upon a number of things that I think ought to be impressed upon us. For example, the size of our congregation, almost 2,500, an increase of about 30% in the last 5 years. The size of our religious school. President said about 1,200. Actually, it's closer to 1,300. That's a 50% increase in 5 years' time. I wonder whether we realize that these increases in the size of the membership and in the growth of the religious school mean to you what they mean to me, and that is an increased responsibility upon the staff of our congregation. The burden upon Rabbi Silver and Rabbi Stone is immeasurably increased as a result of these two things alone. And then you heard also from the Vice President a statement about the program for the physical expansion of this institution. And if you take into consideration what is involved in increased work as a result of that, you will see that there will be no lessening of the burdens upon those who are in charge of carrying out the responsibility of administering the affairs of this institution. Another thing that I would like to call your attention to is this. In about a year, Rabbi Silver will have completed 40 years of service with our congregation. Now, normally, when a person has served that many years, he begins to think of tapering off. Not necessarily retiring, but at least being permitted to put upon other people's shoulders the responsibility, in part at least, of those things that he has been obliged to assume. Now, I don't know what Rabbi Silver contemplates doing, but it's natural that we should be thinking in terms of his years of service, and it is right to have a little freedom greater than he has had in the past. And for these reasons, I believe that serious consideration should be given to the resolution that I am about to present to you, a resolution which was submitted in advance to the members of the Board of Trustees and received the approval from that board. I shall now read this resolution. Whereas our membership has been growing steadily until it has reached the unprecedented figure of 2,456, and whereas comparable growth has taken place in the enrollment of our religious school, and whereas by reason of these growths the volume of work has increased to a considerable extent, and whereas we are about to embark upon a program of physical expansion, now therefore be it resolved that in order to perform adequately the services necessitated by reason of the growth of our congregation and the expansion of its physical facilities, an additional rabbi be engaged. Be it further resolved that the Board of Trustees of this congregation be, and it hereby is authorized, to procure the services of such additional rabbi upon such terms and conditions as may be determined by it, and to this end that it extend an invitation to Rabbi Daniel Jeremy Silver to enter the services of this congregation. Now, this recommendation is made advisedly and after some considerable thought. We have had three rabbis on our staff heretofore. We haven't had for approximately 4 years. Those of us who have had the opportunity to observe have had a chance to notice with great pleasure the progress that has been made by Rabbi Daniel Silver. And I think it is very fitting at this particular time that he be invited to join this congregation when there is an opportunity and a need for an additional rabbi. Mr. Chairman, I move the adoption of this resolution.
Thank you. I recognize Mr. Steinberg. Will you come up, please, Mr. Steinberg?
Chairman, members of the congregation, I rise to second the resolution which has been presented to you and to tell you that for many personal reasons, I feel that we have come to a very important point in the history of the congregation. No one will argue the question about the expansion of the temple and the necessity for increasing the staff which administers the religious and educational side of our institution. It's obvious to all of us that we are growing apace and that the load is much too heavy for those who have carried on the work up to this time. I would like to tell you something about my personal views with reference to Rabbi Daniel Silver. I've had the opportunity of hearing him And better yet, I have been in Chicago on many occasions where he has been serving. And I have heard many of my friends who are both members of his congregation and non-members of the congregation speak in the highest terms about him. He has had an opportunity, it seems to me, to prove himself in the chaplaincy and in his congregation. And I believe that we are very fortunate to be able to add Rabbi Daniel Silver to our staff, if indeed we are fortunate enough to bring him here. I'm very happy, personally, that this movement has culminated at this time, while I am still a member of the Board of Trustees, or at least I was until a few moments ago a member of the Board of Trustees. I'm happy because I think that with the passing of time, the members of this board and the members of the congregation at large will look back with pleasure to this decision to bring in Rabbi Daniel Silver as an assistant to his father. He has grown up in the atmosphere of his father's home in a philosophical and in a religious atmosphere which has been well known to us, which has given us a great deal of comfort. And I am sure that he will be able, if anyone can, to fill the very huge shoes of his father. And I'm therefore very happy, as a matter of personal privilege, to move the adoption or second the adoption of the resolution presented by Mr. Weitz.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Mr. Steinberg. Anybody want to make any comments on the motion? All in favor of the motion signify by saying aye. Contrary, the same. I'm very happy at this moment. I think in the passing of this resolution, I think the future of this temple is assured for many, many years. I think it's wonderful that you pass this resolution today. I've been asked to announce that the annual meeting of the Men's Club, it's this coming Wednesday night. It's an annual meeting and it's an important meeting. And Rabbi Silver will take their confidence in his confidence. At this time, I also want to thank Mrs. Mark Goldstein and Mrs. Richard Adler for the fine breakfast we had this morning. And now, before calling on a rabbi, I want to say that these past years have been wonderful years to me. I enjoyed being president. I enjoyed it because the membership, the directors and officers have been very cooperative. You are responsible for this temple continuing to go forward. And of course, great pleasure in working with our rabbis. It's not only meant very much to me, but Mrs. Luntz and my children and grandchildren. And I want to tell you a little story about one of my grandchildren. After services one Sunday morning, classes, one of my grandchildren said to me, "Grandpa, in Sunday school today, the teacher said we had the greatest rabbi in the country and the most wonderful temple in the country." And these are your words, and I thought you should have said a great president, too. Now, much. It was wonderful to hear that. I liked it much better that it was my grandchild that thought that. Because you parents and grandparents, I know that you know the way I feel when my grandchildren and children, let alone my sweet wife, think that I'm a great guy. And at this time, I want to ask Rabbi Stoller for a few remarks.
I'll find it a little difficult to talk under the present circumstances, but I hope you will bear with me if I say a few words. First, I should like to endorse most enthusiastically the sentiments expressed by Abe Lumpkin's granddaughter. I think somebody, or perhaps a teacher, was remiss in not telling the class that along with a great rabbi and a great temple, we also have a great president. Abe Lunt has been a tower of strength to everyone in this institution who has been working for the progress and the prosperity of this great temple. He has brought to his important office a spirit of rare dedication, as well as a spirit of fine enthusiasm. Mr. Lunt has had vision and courage, both vital ingredients in the success of administering a great congregation. And during his tenure of office, our temple has moved forward, and many of the most important projects in the life of our temple in the last few decades were initiated under the presidency of Mr. Lunt. Each one of these projects required both vision and courage. The building of the parking space, the building of the Silver Park, and now the initiation of our school extension. Three tremendously important projects and costly projects were undertaken and could not have been undertaken without the courage and the vision and the enthusiasm of Mr. Lunt. And I want to express to him at this moment, in my own name and I'm sure in your name, the profound appreciation of everyone in this congregation for the quality of leadership which he has given to us. And a leadership, by the way, which was not limited to the temple. Because in many important community projects and in many important national and international projects, Mr. Luntz has given of himself, of his time, and of his substance most generously. We are proud to have him as our president, and I'm proud to call him and his beloved wife friend. This 106th year in the life of our congregation has been a red letter year. All of our activities were carried on with great vigor. Our enrollments have reached peak, and there's been a most gratifying spirit of willingness to work, of eagerness to work, on the part of all the auxiliary organizations of the temple, like the Women's Association and the Men's Club and the Mr. and Mrs. Club and the alumni. It has been a most successful year, and I'm thankful to all those who made it possible. You would expect me, of course, to say a word at this time about the action which you have just taken in extending an invitation to my son, Rabbi Daniel Jeremy, to be associated with us here in the rabbinate of the temple. But I am deeply pleased, profoundly moved by your action, you can readily understand. It is good to feel that a tradition which was built up here in this temple over a period of many, many years, not only by the one who occupies the pulpit at this time, but by his predecessor, a tradition which has placed our congregation in a position of eminence on the scene of American Jewish religious life, that tradition will be carried on. I feel confident that Rabbi Daniel Silver, if he accepts your gracious invitation, and I do hope that he will accept it, it would be very unwise if he didn't accept it, will serve this congregation with devotion and consecration. I know that both Mrs. Silver and I are deeply grateful and very happy this morning. This has been a rather red-letter day in the Silver household generally this year, with two sons engaged and about to be married. It's been an exciting year for us. And for me personally, during the past year, some very important things have transpired which have given me a sort of a spiritual lift. I assume that I will have other occasions to speak of this and other things. I should like to tell you how grateful I have been through the year and through the years for the loyal support which I have received all the time at the hands of my associate rabbi, Rabbi Stone, who has been serving our congregation with such rare devotion, and who has won for himself such a place of affection in the life of our people here at the temple. That is all I'd like to say for the present. I would like to remind the members of the congregation that temple activities continue throughout the summer, that our religious services continue throughout the summer, that our beautiful Friday evening service with music, prayer, and song will continue uninterruptedly as they have over a period of many, many years, and that this Friday evening service is not intended merely for mourners. Somehow the impression has gone about that it is a mourner service. Sabbath service is not a mourner service, it's a Sabbath service. And perhaps on your way home from business of a Friday at 5:30, drop by here and spend 3/4 of an hour at a very inspiring religious service. It'll do you good. It'll do you good for the rest of the week. Other temple activities remain open through the summer. Our library, except for the month of August, is open. Of course, our offices are open. The services of the rabbis are available throughout the summer. And so, looking back over a fine year, and looking forward to an even finer year, I say, may God bless Tiferet Israel and all those rabbis and laymen and laywomen who work here. Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Rabbi. I'm sure that speaking for the members of the congregation, we want to congratulate you on the acquiring of two beautiful and charming young ladies, daughters. I know what it means to have daughter-in-laws, and I've had the pleasure of meeting both. They're beautiful, charming, very lovely. Wish you both best of luck. We have from New York City, Leo Merkowitz, very famous tenor, internationally known, and his songs will be Psalm 23, Michael Kel Kahim, God of Our Fathers, Jerusalem, Palestine Nights, and the Mass Ball.